Blog Talk Radio. Souls, and welcome to the Compassion and Light Healing and Guidance Hour. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. And for those who are new to me, I am an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome to the show today. And for those who are new to me, what I do here is, you know, to share what it is that the archangels are bringing to us, as well as to be here to help guide you, to help you to understand what it is that you need to see, when it is that you need to do when it comes to working on some things, as well as which angels are stepping forward for you. So welcome, and I hope everyone is having a wonderful week. You know, we're halfway through the week, and I hope that this week has been treating you very well. So let's start out with the energy of this week. Before we go into the energy of the month, we're now in July, so we are past that halfway point in this year, and I'm so excited for this month's energy. If you haven't felt it yet, if you haven't really been feeling that yet, this energy, this month, is going to be one that is amazing. And so let's start off with this week's energy. And then we have Archangels Raziel as well as Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for us for this week's energy. And this week, you know, if you haven't already felt it coming in, but you know, this week there's going to be a lot more clarity that you may feel. You may, be able to understand with just with more clarity. You know, it's that a sense of just that knowing and the messages that are coming in, those aha moments that are coming in, they may be coming in a lot easier this week for you. So, you know, things that you need to do next in order to really achieve your goals, that may be coming in easier. Things that you need to plan out and organize. So if you have been getting those moments of just knowing what it is that you need to do, and it's coming in very clearly, that's that energy that's coming in this week. Also, we do have energy of those things that you need to let go of, knowing what it is that you don't need anymore, those things that you need to clear out in your life that no longer serves you. That's going to be coming in as well throughout the week, you know, especially, you know, this week. Today is July 1st, and you know, at the beginning of each month, it's a great time for us to set the intentions on what it is that you truly want in your life, what it is that you want to achieve when it comes to this month, and what it is that you want to step into this month. You know, whether it's doing something new that you know that needs to be there for you when it comes to work or business, or even in your personal life, whether it's relationships, all those different things. If you know that you need a change, if you know that you need to first, you know, let go of what it is that's not working, and you're ready for what it is that needs to be in your life, then it's time to set those intentions today. And Archangel Ariel is always a great archangel to call on to help you with setting those intentions. And when we do set those intentions, that's when we let the universe, when we let the divine know that what it is that we truly want, so that once we let them know and let it go, they're able to set forth those next steps that we need to take in order to achieve them, in order to really step into them. So what is it that you truly want in your life right now? What is it that you want to really step into? And so, you know, if you have been setting the intentions, all those things that you need to do will be starting to come in. All those things that, all those steps that you need to take will be coming in. And so then it's going to be important for you to take those steps as they come in. You know, do some planning, whether it's putting in a journal or in a planner that you may have on what it is that you need to do next in order to really be able to move forward, in order to move through with this energy. So this energy this week is a flowing one, and it's a faster flowing one this week. So it's important for us to really pay attention to what it is that's coming in when it comes to our hearts and our minds. And you'll also notice that because it's more clear, that you don't have as much of the mind chatter that's coming in, not a lot of disorganization within your mind, especially if you have been doing the releasing and healing and letting go of those things that that are within your hearts that have been bothering you, that have been really heavy, just heavy and on your mind, that's been stressing you out, all those different things. So once we, you know, are able to let those go, you know, to do some journaling, to do some meditating on them, and to understand what it is that you need to hear when it comes to the messages, that's when we're able to let go of that mind chatter, let go of all that is that doesn't need to be there. And then we see that clarity in those messages that are meant for us. So that is this week's energy of the week. And now, so we are in July now, so the energy of the month, to give you a preview of what to expect, has to do with the theme of authenticity as well as your worth. So this week, and next week, we're going to be starting a new series. So we're wrapping up the series on the Divine You today. But next week, it's going to be a series on, you know, the true and authentic you. And it has to do with this month's energy on understanding first that you are worth it, that you are more than enough, that you have come here with everything that you need that's within you, you know, the gifts and abilities that you have, and the passions and the desires that you have, that you have come here with, and they're meant for you to know that, you know, everything that's within you is meant for you, that it's meant for you to be who it is that you're meant to be that authentic person that you are. You're using those gifts, using your abilities, using, and you're going after those things that you are passionate about, and then just being who it is that you are. But it starts with understanding that you are worth it, that you are more than enough, that you've come here with everything that you need and being who it is that you truly are. So, you know, it doesn't matter what other people say. It doesn't matter what, you know, other people may think. But if you are who it is that you're meant to be, doing those things that you want to do, and what makes you feel joy and happiness, that is who you are meant to be. And then that's when you are able to attract all those people that you're meant to attract, all those experiences and all the situations that are meant for you, that and the opportunities that are meant for you, those will all be brought to you. So that, and those are abundance. That's abundance that's meant for you. That all comes to you when we are who it is that we're meant to be. And it always starts with understanding that we are worth it, that we are more than enough, that we've come here, you know, with who it is that we truly are and to use it and shine that out into the world and share that with others. And when we live out the life that we're meant to live and truly be who it is that we are, that's when we can live that happiness and that happiness and that joy and a life that is meant for you. And you know, it all goes back to going back to those basics. You know, if you think about when you were a child, you know, all those things that you did, you know, as a child, you did because it made you feel happy. It made you feel joy. And so, in that sense, we need to go back to basics and understand who it is that we truly are. So, if you'd like to speak with me about the energy that you're feeling, what it is that's been coming in for you, if you'd like to discuss what's been coming in for you last week also, please check in your call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad to be live on air with me. I'd love to speak with you on what it is that's been coming in. Also, if you'd like some guidance, or some healing, be sure to give me a call as well, and I'd love to speak to you on that. And then if you'd like to talk about the topic and what your thoughts are and what it is that you've been learning about yourself when it comes to your divineness, be sure to give me a call for that as well. So that is a preview of what it is that's coming in when it comes to the energy of July. So, you know, when it comes to understanding your worth and understanding that you are more than enough. So, you know, this month, as you know, every month, there are going to be times when we're going to be asked to look within and to really do some self reflecting and really learning more about ourselves, as always. So, you know, and the archangels were telling me this morning as well that for some of us, first month is going to be a little bit difficult, you know, especially trying to understand just our worth and how it is that we are more than enough, that we have this power and that we can, you know, and we are these co-creators in this world. And so how is it that you want to see your life look like? What do you want to see come into fruition in your life? How is it that you want to be happy and live in joy? And, you know, the last few months has been challenging with that. When it comes to the pandemic, when it comes to all the other things that are going on in this world right now, that it's really important for us to understand that we are in who it is that we are. We've been brought here with everything that we need so that we can share who it is that we are, so that we can help others to see who it is that they are, and keep shining that light to others and sharing that love with others so that they can see that within themselves, and it just gets spread that way and it gets shared that way as we shift our energy, as we share our truths and share our experiences. And so, you know, I encourage all of us to do this work this month. As it comes in weekly, I will be coming on to hear what it is that's coming in for that week, to be a little bit more specific. I wanted to share with you what it is to expect when it comes to this month's energy. So it's about worth as well as being authentic to ourselves and to others. You know, when we are authentic to ourselves, honest with ourselves, we're then able to really send that energy out to others, which attracts those people who we are meant to help and who we are meant to meet, and the experiences and opportunities that come our way that's all meant for us. So that is the energy of the month. So before I do take calls today, I do want you to mention, when it comes to this topic of divine you, we talked about divine love, how we are that divine love, you know, first having to love ourselves, loving who it is that we truly are, because, you know, we do come here as divine love and light, which means it's important for us, in order to switch the energy around us, it's important that it starts with us, that we love ourselves for who it is that we truly are. And yes, it's part of that, you know, that worth, that understanding that we are more than enough. But also, you know, with everything that we've been through, everything, all the challenges that you've been through, all the struggles, all the trials that you've been through, to love yourself through them. And yes, we are humans. So, you know, when it comes to our humanness, we're not perfect in that way. But to understand that we are that divine love and light. So we are perfect souls. You know, those things that are within our hearts, within our souls, are meant for us to follow, and it's meant for us to really shine that out within our lives. So, you know, loving ourselves, loving who it is that we truly are, means that even through everything that we've been through, everything that the mistakes that we've even made, you know, it's important for us to love ourselves through it, and to know that because you realize just those mistakes that you made, because you realize it's what is most important is that we change, that we make it right. So we, you know, learn the lessons from it and then be able to change and shift that energy so that we can continue to help those people that we are meant to help. And it's, and like I had said, it all starts with us. So that divine light, or divine love that we talked about, and then we talked about divine light. So, you know, divine light meaning that it's important for us to share who it is that we truly are when it comes to those experiences. It's important for us to share our truth. And when we do that, it's, you know, taking those experiences that we've had, those struggles that we've had, you know, and they're not just there for us just to go through, and that's it. But it's important for us to share that out with others. It's important for us to, because we're always going to attract those people who have been, or are going through, or have been through similar situations that we have been through when it comes to our experiences and struggles. And so we meet certain people in this world so that we can teach them and we can help heal them. You know, we have to remember that we're all teachers and healers. And so it's important for us to share what it is that we've been through and then also share what it is that we've learned from them, whether it's through actions or even through words. So, and, you know, and we have those special abilities and those gifts. Those are special, you know, gifts that you have, and how it is that you share that, whether it's through a word, you know, writing, whether it's through speaking, or, you know, just through actions, how it is that you share by showing them, showing people, you know, through service, and how it is that you're there to help them and be there for them. So, you know, that is part of that divine light. And so I want, you know, everyone to know that at divine you, we all have that within us. It's all there for us to share and to shine that light. You know, you hear that word, shining that light. It's because it's meant for us to, you know, whether it's through saying or, you know, any of the abilities that we have and the gifts that we have. And when we do those things, when we share them, when we show other people, that is how we shine that light that's within us, that those gifts and abilities that we have, that is how we shine that out to others through the energy that comes from us. And then others are able to see that and others are able to feel that, and then it helps them as well through learning and through healing from what it is that you've learned and how it is that you've come, you know, through on the other side of it. And then, you know, when it comes to sharing our love, it's, you know, how when we love ourselves or who it is that we truly are, we're then able to see that within others as well, that they also are divine love, that they're meant to share. But sometimes, you know, we are brought, people are brought to us through our energy that are lost, that are needing help in understanding their own love and light that they have within us. And that is what we're meant to share with them, to share that love, that's within us so that they can see, so that they can then be able to share that with others. And that's how we really spread that throughout the world and to all those who need it. So that is what we have been talking about through the series when it comes to divine love and light. And so, I want to encourage all of us to remember and to see that divine love and light that's within us, that is there for us to share, that is there for us to shine. You know, when it comes to, you know, we all have these wonderful gifts and abilities that are very unique to you. It's not something else, a gift that other people have. It may seem like it, at first glance. But the way that you share it, the way that your energy brings it out, it's different with each and every one of you. It's always going to be different. So that's why it's important for you to share who it is that you are. It's important for you to know that you are needed and you are important when it comes to your gifts and abilities, that you know, the way that you present a gift or your ability to do something is going to be different with others, and you're going to be attracting people that other people won't be attracting in that same way, because your energy is, everyone's energy is different. Everyone, how they present their gifts and abilities is different. So you understand that you are so important, that you are so needed in this world, so that you can really help those who really need you. And there are people that need you. There are people that are going to be attracted to your energy, and it's going to be important for you to share that out and shine that light to those who need it. So, you know, I want you to truly see that your gifts and your abilities, and yes, each and every one of you has that. You have it. And it's there. Some of it still needs to be discovered. That still needs to be, shining out. That's why we go through growth and we go through transformations, and that's why we up-level. So that, you know, because we're always learning about them, we're always discovering more and more things that we need to see about ourselves and what it is that we need to learn about our own selves so that we can continue to be that light and continue to be that love to others. So that is pretty much what the series is when it comes to the divine love and light. And so before I do any announcements, let me take a few calls. And then if we have time, I will be doing a meditation at the end to help us to really bring out that love and light that is who it is that we are. So if you'd like to receive some guidance or would like to talk about the topic or the energy that you're feeling, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. I'd love to hear from you. So let's take our first caller. We have caller area code 256. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Kimberly in Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. So how can I help you today?
Yeah, I wanted to just know from the angels, what's the emotion behind stubbornness? Because I desire to write, and sometimes when this happens, I'll write, or when I know about this, I'll write. I don't feel like it right now. I mean, I'll find myself journaling when I can, but it's almost like it's like something in me is saying I don't want to do it right now. I don't want to be creative.
But you know you need to.
Yes.
So that is actually fear that's keeping you from doing those things that you know that you need to do. So it may seem kind of strange at first that, you know, it doesn't seem like you have that fear, but it actually has to do with your past. What if it stopped you from understanding that you can do it, that you are more than capable of doing it? And so that's a fear that's coming in. So, you know, working with Archangel Raphael, he'll be able to show you where that stems from, where in your life, in your past, that someone has told you you weren't good enough in some way, or that you couldn't do it, you're not capable of doing it. So those are things that are keeping you from doing that. And when we have that fear, and it's from your past, that power that you have within you, that's within your solar plexus, that power is given to the person who has told you in the past or that situation in the past saying that you weren't good enough. So then, you know, Archangel Samuel is stepping forward for you right now as well, because he wants to help you to take that power back. And so, you know, a lot of times when we feel the butterflies in our stomach or just that queasiness in our stomach, that's our solar plexus talking to us, saying that we have that fear, we have those doubts within us, and that, you know, our solar plexus is telling us that, you know, it has to do with identity. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay.
I just wanted to know. I understand what you're saying because I think it was fear. I guess it is indirectly. But I'm just saying, what's the purpose of the writing? You know, and I should know that when doubt, that's doubting.
Mm-hmm.
You start asking yourself questions like that. So.
Yes, and you know, and that's why we as light workers are here to help you, you know, guide you through that so that you can see it. So, you know, I'm thankful that you called, so that I can help you to see that. Yes, you know, sometimes a lot of times we don't see it as fear coming in at first, or those doubts coming in. But you know, who it is that we truly are, we have to remember as someone who can do anything that we truly want, that we are capable and we are more than enough. But there have been times in our lives growing up where certain people, whether it's parents or teachers or other adults, you know, that inadvertently tell you, oh, you can't do it, or, you know, it wasn't good enough. You know, those things get ingrained in us, and those are things that we need to heal and let go of so that we can go back to who it is that we truly are, who is that, and you know, someone who is able to do anything and capable of doing anything. So when we remember that, when we keep that in our minds, that we can do anything that we truly want, then we're able to say, oh, okay, you know, whatever is keeping me from, you know, writing, you know, it is something that I can do, but it's the fear that's stopping me.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay. So, yeah, mm-hmm. So work with Archangel Raphael. Archangel Samuel is there to help you with this loving yourself as well as, you know, bringing that power back to you. Because right now it is given away to the situations, this, you know, different times in your life, that you need to bring that power back and realize that all those things that people have told you, it's not about you. It was those fears that they had of themselves, those things that they need to heal within themselves, that they inadvertently passed it on to you, but it's not about you.
Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go to our next caller. Hello, caller. What is your name or where are you calling from?
Hi, Ellen. It's Lisa, Tennessee.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
Well, fine, thank you. Very nice introduction. I need to hear that. Thank you very much for that, ma'am. Appreciate it. I definitely need to hear it.
Oh, you are very welcome. So how can I help you today?
Yes. So where I was working prior, I was there for close to a year, and I just want to see you know, everything is going on, a lot of foreclosures. Is that place where I know those people are hurting, are they going to be going out of business anytime soon? I mean, I hope not, but just as how things are looking.
Oh, sorry, you're getting going in and out. So can you repeat that, the last part?
Yes, the where I was working, well, is that place where I used to work about 10 months, are they going to be going out of business? Are they going
That's not something that I'm hearing from the angels, but what I'm hearing is I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and I do see this great passion that you have to help people. And where you were at, it wasn't serving you. So you have this, you are made to do so much more. And I see this great potential that that's waiting to be discovered within you. But there's these fears coming in that is kind of, you know what it is that you want to do. You know what it is that you can do. But there's these fears coming in that is keeping you from going bigger, if that makes sense. And there is something out there for you. I do hear, have you thought about a business of your own? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm hoping. Yes, I am thinking about that right now, hoping to do that, like hopefully by September. I found something that I can afford, that I can start. Is so I'm going to go for it.
So yes, the business is meant for you, but don't think too smallly, and don't think about the resources that you need right now, but think about what it is that you truly want with this business. You know, really think big You know, dream big on this because it's meant for you, because you're going to be helping so many people. But right now, your the mind chatter, your ego is going into, how am I going to afford this? How am I going to get the resources that I need? But when you tell the universe that this is what you want, and really, you know, don't be afraid to dream big on this. And then when you take that first step, whether it's, and I hear, you know, starting to set this up at the beginning, to take that step, don't be afraid to take that step, because then everything else that you need when it comes to resources, when it comes to finances, they're all going to come into play. They're all going to be, they'll all come in. That's the abundance that's going to come in. But you have to, tensions, you know, keep dreaming about what it is that you want with this business, and don't worry about how everything is going to work. You know, don't worry about that right now, because when we, you know, tell the divine what it is that we want and we take that first step, that's when they show us, that's when they bring to us all those things that we need. That includes finances, that includes the people that you need. All those things will come together, but you have to take that first step. But you know what that is.
That is true. I really like the encouragement. I'm going to go for it. God bless you. That is beautiful. Thank you.
Awesome. Yes.
Thank you.
It's totally meant for you.
Oh, I'm happy. You got it right, ma'am. I'm in the process of doing that, and I was just like, my ego, oh, my gosh, I fear that I shouldn't do that.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well,
I hope
you have a wonderful week.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you. Thank you very much for the confidence. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. You're welcome. All right, let's go to our next caller. Actually, you know, before we go to our next caller, I'm going to make some announcements. So I'm Psychic Talk. If you go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, we have on Wednesday, Friday, I'm on Wednesdays right now. So on Friday, we have the Doctors Are In with hosts Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax, and they'll be talking about how to use totems to enhance your life. So be sure to tune in with them on Friday. That is July 3rd, so right the day before 4th of July. So be sure to tune in with them, and they'll also be doing mini readings, life coaching, open lines. And then on Saturday, a host, Mary Brown, is back with There's a Rock for That, and she's going to be exploring carnelians and also taking open lines and crystal mini readings. So be sure to tune in with her on that. And then on Monday, be sure to tune in for Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs, and she'll be there, and you can listen to her show as well on Monday. And then I will be back next week, Wednesday, with a new series. It's going to be The True and Authentic You. So be sure to join me as we go through that series, as we talk about the energy, as well as doing a meditation, as the archangels come in for us. And we will be starting that new series next week. All right, so let's go back to taking a few more calls. So if you're just joining me, I am taking calls. If you'd like to talk about the energy of this week, of the month, if you'd like to talk about the topic, anything that you've been going through or you felt when it comes to the energy last week, as well as if you need any healing or guidance, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right, so let's go ahead and take your next caller, area code 845. Hello, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Katie, and I'm in New York.
Hi, Katie, how are you today?
Excellent. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So how can I help you today?
I was listening about what you were saying about the energies, and I have noticed that I've been encountering new people and for work collaborations, and some of them seem okay. So I was wondering, you know, if it's due to that. Like, for instance, I have a meeting with one man this afternoon. I'm wondering if that will become a partnership. Yes, any kind of guidance or input regarding this, I would really appreciate.
Yes, so I do see, have you been doing some work on yourself recently?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yep, that's what I am feeling, and that's why you're getting this new these new people, these new connections coming your way. Now, when it comes to these new connections, what I am hearing is that there's going to be, these are actually going to be, they're coming in for you because there are lessons behind these people. So they're coming in for you because there are things that you need to learn from them. Not necessarily from them, but why it is that they're coming in. And so it's to help you to discover your own gifts and to help you with your own gifts, to help you practice them. So when it comes to your gifts of healing, I do sense that you have this knowing and feeling that you have for people. So to help you to trust that. So that's why these people are coming in. So it's going to be important for you to trust your intuition on what it is that you're feeling with them as you meet with them. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes, yes. Like, for instance, for me, like, I think it's leadership is a big thing that I have to practice more. So I'm going to be more, you know, assertive and clear
yes.
when I speak with them. Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
That makes perfect
sense. Yes, so definitely, that, you know, that is part of that, because what I do feel is that you have been working on that solar plexus of yours, so that part of your, that has to do with identity and your power, and so that is exactly why these people are coming in for you, so that you can practice that, and to really listen to yourself, and listen to your intuition that comes in with them, so those first thoughts that come in when you meet with them, and as you sense their energy, to really feel into that, and that's going to help you in your career when it comes to do you hire people and fire people?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that this is why they're coming in for you, so that you can really feel into that and help you to understand who it is that you need to hire and to help. And you're also going to be able to sense people's fears when it comes to the work that that they're meant to do. So all of those things are coming in for you through these different people that you're getting in contact with that are coming in. And so it's going to be really important for you to trust that, and that, and because you've been doing this releasing and letting go and healing, that's why they're coming in. They're helping you to, the angels are helping you to up level in this way, and it's going to be very helpful for you when it comes to the long run, when it comes to stepping into your the bigger purpose that you have. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes, thank you so very much. Thank you. That was excellent. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 415. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Anne
Hi.
From California. Hi. This is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne. So how can I help you today?
I have had quite a bit of jaw pain and tooth pain, and I went to the dentist, and it's just from clenching. And I'm clenching so hard at night that it's causing pain in my teeth. Mm-hmm. So any messages about releasing this jaw tension?
Yes.
And
so
I have a night.
No,
I just got a night guard on the physical side of it.
Okay. So Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward for you. And this has to do with speaking your truth. So have
mm-hmm.
you been going through a lot recently? Have you been lots of things within your heart that's been heavy? That a lot of things in your head that's been coming in with stress and all the things that you have to do?
I don't have to do a lot of things right now, but yeah, it's, you know, the same thing as other people going through.
Mm-hmm.
With
so, yeah,
I'm
a lot
not
of stress.
Working now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of things.
Yeah, and
that,
and health and the parents' health and things like that, helping them be with
so,
them.
Yeah, and this is why, you know, Archangel Gabriel is Archangel when it comes to our throat chakra. And when
mm-hmm.
it comes to jaw pain, when it comes to our mouth, it has to do with our throat chakra. So Archangel Gabriel is the archangel that's associated with that. And so it's really important for you to start expressing what it is that you're going through. And I know you don't want to be a burden on others, but it's so important for you to really let go and just bring out everything that's coming in for you. It's important for you to bring out all the old energy that's within your heart that has been really bothering you, that's been there, and that's really just kind of stuck in there and building within. You know, all those things that you're bottling up, it's really important for you to release that, because when we don't – those things that it's right now manifesting in your physical body. So when we have old energy within our chakras, it eventually manifests into our physical body. So it's really important for you to do some releasing. And you don't have to necessarily speak to someone about it. You could do some journaling, anything that really comes
uh-huh.
in. Those things that you're feeling, and to journal that out, and even just like, you know, you could read it out loud and send it out into the universe. You know, if you need to scream, if you need to yell, if you need to cry, you know, it's really important for you to really bring that out, because once you do, you're actually going to be able to, you know, sense this feeling of, you know, weight lifted off your shoulders. But as you
mm-hmm.
do that, you're also going to get new messages that come in. Your intuition's going to start flowing, and new energy will start to be able to come in. Because when we have old energy that's within us, there's no way of new energy coming in. So it's important for us to release that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have someone that you can talk to, that'd be great too, if you can talk to them. But I know that you don't want to be a burden on others. But know that you're not being a burden on others. It's important for us to release. It's important for us to share what it is that's going on within us, whether it's with others or journaling or doing some meditating, so that you can, you know, really get, you know, the energy flowing, and so that you don't get sick, and so that you don't get those pains that you've been getting. And that all has to do with, you know, having everything stuck within you. You know, whatever it is that you need to do, whether it's, and, you know, going outside too and breathing in that fresh air, you know, that helps as well. But I want to encourage you to either share with someone what it is that you're going through, all those things that you're going through, because what will happen is you'll get these aha moments, like, wow, you know, because you're bringing it back up into the surface, you're actually being able to hear it or see it on paper, what it is that you really are going through, and then get these aha moments like, oh, you know, I didn't realize that that's what I needed to see about myself and how it is that you can change that situation. So I encourage you to do that. I do feel that there's a lot going on that you need to release and let go of. And if you'd like to talk to someone, you can always reach out to me as well. I do have different platforms. You could just message me or give me a call, and you know, I'd love to talk to you about that, even just as a listening ear. So it's going to be really important for you to release that. And once you do, you're going to feel that release. But then also be able to get that new energy flowing through, so that everything that you're meant for will reach you, and will be able to receive that abundance and let go of those blocks. That, and then also be able to connect with and learn all the things that you need to learn that's around you. So I hope that helps.
Great, thank you. Yes, that's very helpful.
All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 919. Hello, caller. What is your name? Where are you calling from? Sorry about that.
No problem. Hi, my name is Kay, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kay. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So how can I help you today?
Thank you for taking the call. My girlfriend and I, we've been kind of trying to come up with a plan, some ideas of a business that we could go into together, you know, as a couple. And we really can't pinpoint something that we feel is like would be successful. What does Spirit say on that? What would be a good direction, if any, if this is a good idea?
So I have Archangel Samuel and Archangel Uriel coming forward, and it has to do with your identity and your power. So what they're showing me is that there's going to be a compromise. It is meant for you to go into business, so you know that, but also know that you do know what it is that you want. And it's about dreaming big. Don't be afraid to dream big. And but also, on her side, it's important that she also dreams big as well, and then collaborate together. So share what it is that you really want from your side of the business, and she'll be able to share what it is that she's meant to do, she really wants to do, and then you're going to be able to put it together so that it works, and it's going to work. So what I see is this amazing thing, amazing business that's going to work for both of you, that combines both of your skills and your gifts. And so it's about right now just dreaming about it. What is it that you really want? What is it that you want to do to help others through this time? You know, what is it that you want to do in order to make that impact that you're meant to make? So, you know, not to make the compromises now, but first to, you know, what is it that you truly want? And then have her do the same thing, and then bring it together and talk about it and see how it is that you both can get what it is that you want to do in this business that's going to make you happy, that's going to, you know, fill you with that joy. And you are, you know, meant to make this impact with this business.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much. You too. Blessings.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, and let's get to our next caller. We have area code 914. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
All right, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Maria. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Maria. How are you today?
All right. The question I got, you said I'm going to travel. I'm going to go in Italy next year, me and my family.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear what you just said. Can you repeat that?
Yes, so I'm going to go in Italy next year, me and my family.
Yes, I do see a trip coming up for you. Maybe not right away with everything going on right now. Do you see a trip coming? So, yes, so I do see a trip coming up for you. It's going to be actually a very important trip for you. It's going to be a trip that really helps you with a lot of different things. So I have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Uriel. Be sure to keep thinking about the trip. You know, don't stop thinking about it, even through everything that's going on right now. It may not be right away, but I do see that trip coming up for you.
Yes. Yes. You see my finances, they're going to be better now?
What was that?
My finances, they're going to be better?
Yes. So, you know, keep working on yourself. You know, keep loving yourself. Keep doing those things that you love to do because, you know, as you do that, you're going to keep recharging your batteries. You're going to keep helping yourself, you know, helping your own life and shift that energy so that you do understand that you're meant to live in joy and happiness. So keep doing that work on yourself, you know, doing those things that you love to do, okay?
Okay, thank you very, very much. God bless you. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Take care.
All right. So I just want to, you know, thank everyone for joining me today. We're already at the top of the hour. But before we go, I do want to do a meditation before we go. And we're going to have Archangel Raphael, as well as Archangel Shamuel and Archangel Raziel stepping forward for us to help us to understand who it is that we truly are when it comes to that divine love and light. So if you are able to, I want to have you close your eyes and sit comfortably somewhere that you feel that stillness and peace. So if you can close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. So breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. We're going to release some of the mind chatter, and I want to encourage you to put your hands on your heart so that your mind can go to your heart space. So keep breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. And once in your heart space, to create an atmosphere that is calming for you, that helps you to feel at peace. The element in nature that helps you to feel still, helps you to feel that peace and that comfort. So whether it's a body of water, a sunset, the mountains, some plants, flowers. And then once you have that too, imagine a door that is in your heart space. And we're going to leave that door open so that we can invite our angels and guides, as well as the archangels, step into our heart space. So let's keep breathing in and out. Now your angels and guides are going to be surrounding you on the edge of your heart space. And the archangels are then going to be right around your energy. So right outside of your energy, closer to your body. And they're going to surround you. So Archangels Shamuel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raziel, they're going to be in our, with us in our heart space. And as they surround us, they're going to be sending you their energy of love, the different energies that they bring with their different colors and the light that they bring. And your angels and guides that are surrounding them, that are right outside of them, are going to support us with your, with their energy and help to raise our vibration. So as they do this, just listen for the messages that they bring. Understand what it is that they're showing you, they're telling you through your mind and through your heart. Let's keep breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. And this energy that the archangels bring is swirling around you. And they're here to really send you the messages that you need when it comes to understanding the love that you are and the light that you are. So breathe, keep breathing. And the archangels are going to step back. Archangel Michael is going to step forward. And he's going to send you, sending you this energy with his cloak. And he's going to wrap us in this cloak of energy. And this is going to help us to integrate the energies that the archangels bring, as well as our angels and guides. Take a few deep breaths as he wraps us of energy that the angels and guides bring, so that we can really utilize that in our lives and help us to really move forward. Breathe in that energy and breathe out the old energy that you no longer need. And then source energy from above in this rainbow energy is going to come down through your crown chakra. And as he goes through each of your chakras, he's going to help cleanse. It's going to help, source energy is going to help balance as it goes through each of your chakras right at the center. And the source energy is going to help expand the light chakra, the light that's within your chakra, as it goes down through each of your chakras, so from your crown chakra, third eye, to your throat, to your heart, to your solar plexus, to your sacral, and to your root chakra. And the source energy is going to then also help ground your energy. So from your root chakra, there's going to be this bright white column of light that goes all the way down to the center of the earth. And then from the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light with this orb that comes back up as well, of energy that comes up to your feet, all the way up, out through your crown chakra, and it's going to spill over out of your crown chakra, and just like a fountain of water, come back down, flowing over your body, and then it's going to reach the ground, and it's going to spread out. So just like you are shining your light out, so this energy is going to spread to all those who you're meant to reach. So take a few deep breaths. And when you are ready, you can bring back awareness into your body and open up your eyes. So welcome back, everyone. So I hope, and you can do this meditation over and over again, but, you know, I truly hope that this meditation has helped you to understand more, a little bit more about your own divine love and light, and how it is that you can share and shine that light out this week as we're meant to. And, you know, I'm sending you all, as always, lots of love and light. Join me next week as we start a new series on the true and authentic you. We're going to be talking about your worth, just how amazing you are, and just living in that your truth and your authentic self. So be sure to join me. And as always, I will be taking calls. So, Tanila, lots of love and light. Thank you so much for those who called in. Thank you also for those who listened and who will be listening. And, you know, I do hope to talk with you very soon. You can go to psychictalk.net/Catherine to reach me as well. There's I have a Facebook page that you can go to reach me. I also do some channeled guidance, especially on the weekends there. So if you are looking for some guidance with the Archangels, be sure to join me there as well. So sending you all lots of love and light, and we will talk soon. So bye-bye for now.